The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult, for consenting adults, over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Surprise! It's me. I'm home for the weekend. Oh, I know I didn't tell you I was coming home. I'm sorry. And if you have plans, you don't have to worry about me. I'll just hang out. Oh, you don't have plans? Good. Okay. Well, I'm kind of going through something, you know? And I could really use someone steady to listen to me and kind of guide me through this. Mom? No. I do not think Mom can help me with this. I know she's out of town. I didn't exactly plan it this way, but I'm glad. This is... My mouth is so dry. This is really embarrassing, and I don't know exactly how to tell you. Let me get some water, and we can sit down and talk about it in the living room. Here. You looked like you needed some, too. You never drink enough water when I'm not around. You know you love it when I badger you about your health. It's just how I show I care. Okay, so, this is really hard, and I'm not sure how I'm going to tell you this, so it might take me a moment to... What? No, I'm not pregnant. Why would you even think that? Oh. Well, I guess I am being pretty vague and nervous. I'm sorry. Look, we don't even have to talk about this. This is my problem Okay. Okay, I'm taking a deep breath. Okay. All right. Remember what you always tell me? You always say, I'm your father, and I'll love you no matter what, and you can tell me anything, even if you've sinned or made a mistake, and I'll always help you find a way out. Okay, well, that's why I'm here, Dad. Mom would have probably just told me I was bad and needed to see a reverend, and no offense to her or you or God, but I think a holy man is the last thing that I need right now. So... something's been happening lately, and I mean, I'm well through puberty, right? And I know everyone gets sinful urges, but as long as I don't act on them until I'm married, everything is fine, right? Well, something is wrong with me. I've been... very, very good, but the urges have been so much worse than before. No, I mean it. If a boy tries to talk to me, I'm polite, but I don't give him any signals. I refuse to go on any dates, and I've never even been alone with a boy or even a professor. But I still want to meet boys. I mean... how else am I going to get married and be a good little wife and have children? There was a nice boy. He was very polite, and I think you would have liked him. I really wanted to go out with him, but I told him he had to ask you first, and we had to be chaperoned when we went on dates, and he just got really cold. Not mean, exactly. I could just tell that he thought I was weird, and he didn't want to go through with that. Plus... I think that he was just afraid to ask you. I could tell that he definitely wanted to make love to me, and I was very tempted for a moment to let him. I don't know what to do, Dad. No, that's not why I came home. I'd never betray our vow. I know how important it is to you. I'm not trying to get out of it either. I know I can only be released from my vow when I get married. Then my husband, and only my husband, can make love to me. But I don't have a husband, and I don't have time to date or anything, and really, I don't want to date anyone, but these urges, they keep getting worse and worse and worse every single night. I'm going crazy. I don't want to be bad, but there's so many boys, and I catch them looking at me, and sometimes they brush up against me, and I can smell them, and sometimes I think I can even feel their things get hard, and I'm sorry, Dad. I know this has to be disturbing, and no father wants to find out that his daughter has such filthy, sinful fantasies, and what? No? No? I've never watched any porn, Dad. I'm not lying. I'm sorry. I guess I'm a liar as well as a slut. Yes, I have looked at it and read it and listened to pornography. No, it wasn't like that. I wasn't looking for things to do, more like I had these very specific urges and fantasies, and I thought I was the only one because they were so wrong, but I guess there are a lot of bad girls like me. You want me to tell you what porn I was watching? I guess that makes sense. You have to be specific when you confess your sins, right? Mostly, I read porn in the end because I couldn't find what I was looking for in videos. I started just looking at normal stuff. The kind of things boys at school watch. I thought all of it was boring and gross. And then I found this really sweet video about an older man, and he was just really kind to this younger girl. She was about my age, and in the video, she didn't know what to do, so the older guy, he just kind of helped her get through it and made sure she was safe and had a good time, and that's what I want my husband to do for me. And then I ran out of stuff I liked to watch, and so I started reading, and I found a lot more stuff with older guys, and that really turned me on, but something changed when I came across my first incest story. Dad, I swear to you I was not looking for this or expecting to like it, but I started reading this story about a father lusting after his daughter, and she wasn't innocent. She was teasing him a lot. She was being super bad and dressing like a whore too, and eventually he snaps. And he makes her put him in her mouth, and I was so turned on after that. I couldn't even think straight until I touched myself. Yeah, I masturbate. I know it's a sin, but it would be a much worse sin if I allowed a boy to defile me, right? I thought so too. And eventually, I started to realize what I really wanted, and I didn't want someone to hurt me, and I certainly didn't want to be bad and tease a man. I wanted someone kind to be there for me and to protect me and really make sure I was doing everything right, as a wife should, but I needed a man who really cared about me but would be firm with me and keep me in line when I wavered. I needed you, Dad. I was very confused about these feelings, and I had made a vow is sacred, so So whenever I had a temptation to break the vow, especially a really bad one like this, I reread it. I know it by heart now. I'll never forget it. And when I finally thought about it, there seemed to be a way that I could be with a man without violating the vow or getting married. Oh, no, Dad. I'm not going to do anything without your absolute approval. Here, let me recite the vow again in case you forgot the specifics. I promise the following to both God and the Father and to my own Father. I pledge to be pure and unsullied. I will not seek the pleasures of the flesh, nor will I satisfy the sin of lust until the time appointed by the Lord. I will keep my virginity as a precious prize, never to be given lightly, and I will never tempt men to take it from me. I am the keeper of my own purity, but my Father and my husband will be its defenders. I pledge only to give my body to the man that owns my vow when he demands it. Do you get it? I thought I vowed to only give myself to my future husband, whoever that might be, but I didn't. I vowed to give myself to the man who owns me. My husband doesn't own me yet. And I obviously can't own myself. So that means that you own me, Dad. Really, read it, Dad. It doesn't even say that my father and my husband have to be different people. Yes, I'm suggesting that we, get together. I know that seems wrong at first, but I checked the Bible, and it doesn't actually say a father can't have sex with his daughter. It just says that we can't uncover each other's nakedness. So, as long as we do it in the dark, or we just take off our own clothes, it should be fine. And Lot's daughters weren't able to find husbands, so they got their dad drunk and had sex with him while he was passed out. That just seems wrong to me. I'd never take advantage of someone I loved like that. I want you to want me too. And since you own me like you own Mom, then it can't be cheating. And if I'm yours, then I'm not violating my vow either. And to be honest, it only seems fair that only you get to reap the benefits of protecting and raising me all of these years. So, yeah, that's why I'm home. I didn't think I would even get this far, to be honest, but I'm afraid if you don't have sex with me, then I'm going to end up losing control and fornicating with some boy who doesn't even like me. I don't want to have to come home from college pregnant by some boy who left me. I want my first time to be special and pure, and if something did happen, I can't think of a better father for my child than you, Dad. No, don't try and get out of it. That would be sinful. We swore before God and Jesus and the whole church, remember? And you're not looking to force me to get married, are you? I know some men want to give their daughters to the first man who shows any interest in them, but you've always been better than that. So, will you be my first daddy? Thank you. I'll be so good for you, but I need you to show me what to do. I don't think the porn I watched really prepared me for, well, anything. Okay, I can strip for you, Dad. Maybe it would be better if we did that at the same time. I mean, I don't know how to be sexy about it, but, top first and then the bra. Yeah, I'll put my hands down. I just need a second. Okay. There. Do you like my breasts, Dad? You can touch them if you want. I want to touch your chest too. That feels so good. Oh, you know just how gentle and firm to be. I love this so much. Do you like groping your sexy little daughter? Can we kiss now, please? This is what I wanted from you. You're so good at this, Dad. Oh, it isn't even fair that Mom gets you all to herself. Now, can I take my jeans off? Yes, I'm eager. My panties are so wet. Oh, this is so embarrassing. Let me just get rid of them. Here I am. Naked as Eve. Now, what do you want me to do? I guess I know sort of how sex works, but I don't know what you want. And if you're my husband, at least for today, then my whole purpose is to please you. Yeah, I watch a lot of the porn. I watch the one where what they're called is submissive. I enjoyed it. I didn't even mind when the older man hurt the younger girl a little bit. Not too much, though. Just enough so she learned her lesson and maybe cried a little. Okay. So, you want me to get on my knees in front of you like I'm praying? Okay. How's this? Okay. What's next? All right. I can touch you. I'm just going to put my hand on it now. And you want me to stroke it slowly? I can use that word. If it makes you happy. So while I'm stroking your cock, you want me to play with your balls? Yes, Dad, of course I will. Do you like this? I really like doing it, but if you want, I can do it until you come on me. Would you like that? Ooh. Oh, okay, yeah. I can do that. So, you just want me to put Dad, you taste, I don't know. No, I love it. It just, I never expected cock to taste so good. I know I'm not supposed to like this, and I'm only doing it because you're my father and my husband. I should please you, but I feel so right. I could do this every day or a few times a day, but only for you. And I wouldn't want to be a slut. I guess I was really hungry for your cock, but I never knew it. Now that I've had yours, I don't want to stop. Dad, why did you take it away? I wanted to feel you finishing in my mouth. That's what a good girl does, right? She finishes her husband and swallows. Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, I want you to have sex with me. Do you want to have me in my room? Of course, I don't mind. Come on, Dad, hurry up. I need your cock. I can't believe I just said that. Does it bother you to hear me talk so sinfully? I wouldn't want to offend you ever. I know there are different positions, but I don't know what you want. On all fours, like a dog. Okay. Like this, Dad? Oh no, you can see how wet I am. Oh, I'm sorry. That's so shameful. I shouldn't be, but having your cock in my mouth has made me so ready for you. I'm arching my back. What do you need me to do next? Dad? Whore for you, Daddy? You want to change positions. All right. Whatever you want. So, I'm like this on my back with my legs spread wide, and you want to put my legs over your shoulders? All right, but I feel really exposed like this. My God, Dad, this feels amazing. I'm
fill me up so much. I want that so fucking bad. Yeah, but you can't. It would be wrong. It would be so wrong to fill your daughter up like this. Dad, are you listening to me? And you can't come in me. You can't fill me up with your hot, sticky cum. You're so fucking virile, too. Fuck. If you come in me like this, there's no way I won't get pregnant. So don't, I mean, I shouldn't argue. I should just be good. My good wife doesn't think she just does what she's told, and I want to be your good wife and daughter. So come in me if you want. Fill me up, please. Get me pregnant. I'll be your secret little whore wife. You can do anything you want to me. Would you want to fuck me when I'm pregnant? Is that what you want? Like Lot did to his daughter. Oh, I want that. I want that so much. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. I need it. Fucking. Yeah, do it, Dad. Come inside me. Yeah, please, 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 please. Yeah. That was amazing. Now, when can we do it again? I'm serious. Mom won't be back until Sunday night, and I'll be long gone by then. But until then, I'm your wife. I know I'm not supposed to love this as much as I do, but I can't help it. I want this every day. I want you to fuck me all the time. I want you to come inside me, even if you don't want to make love to me, you can always just have my mouth. That made me so happy. Yeah. Do you need me to say it again? I want to be on my knees in front of you, either sucking you or taking you from behind. I want to be your whore. I want my father to breathe me day and night. I don't care if I get pregnant, I'll be good and I'll never tell anyone. Say you'll fuck me. Say you'll breed me all the time. I want to hear it. I need to hear it. I need it too. Promise me. Promise me that you'll fuck me as often as you want. Promise me that you'll always be my husband. You don't need to give me to someone else. I can be yours forever. Oh. That makes me feel so special. I'm so glad you took my virginity, Dad. It's true what they say. God works in mysterious ways. I was so tempted to stray, but in the end, we both kept our vows together.